Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, everyone. Good Saturday morning, I should say. Here I am behind the mic for the first time ever. My name is Joe Danisco, and I'm filling in for the wonderful Linda Pellegrino, who was running late this morning, so I had to step into their driver's seat here. It's a new role for me. I've been the executive producer of Senior Radio for the past 5 or 6 years now. We started in 2015 with a goal to educate and bring relevant information to seniors, but not only seniors, it's very important to talk to caregivers. Myself and my brother were caregivers for my mother as she went through a long and drawn out illness. And so a lot of the decisions that were made at that particular time were made in a crisis. So Senior Radio is here, as you know, broadcasting to bring people up to speed, try to get people to be more proactive. And we bring relevant information and topics to the day. As we wait for Linda Pellegrino to get here, I'm going to be talking with Sarah Young. Sarah is the senior coordinator at the town of Newstead. Hi, Sarah. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good morning. good morning. So good to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, Michelle Farina is here with Sarah. Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency, Insurance Agency, is here. And she's good morning, Michelle. How are you?
You're doing great so far, Joe.
Well, thanks very much. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. Michelle and I go back a long time. Her husband is the great Ken Kaufman, who's probably the most experienced and best jingle writer in probably the country, actually. He does amazing, amazing work. 9 times out of 10, when you hear jingles on the air, Ken Kaufman's behind that. And Michelle's been a great friend of the show. And we're here talking about the Senior Health Fair, Health and Fitness Fair in Clarence. It's going to be the Clarence and Newstead Senior Health and Fitness Fair. And I'm going to let Sarah take over because Sarah's here promoting the fitness fair, or Michelle, whoever wants to talk. We were there last year. Linda was there. Last year was the first year coming out of COVID that we did a drive through, which was very successful, right, ladies? I mean,
it sure was.
What did we have? How many people?
Oh, Joe, I think we had over 200 cars, and of
course, we had you and Linda Pellegrino there last year. And it was a new experience. Not only was it, the people in the cars were very happy last year. I don't know if you recall this because it was raining. We were all out there. But this year, we welcome all the new people to the 12th annual Senior Health and Fitness Fair. This year, we're really, really excited about this. We have so many people coming back, as you are. And I think it's really important because you're here, Sarah, to really talk about the event, who's going to be there, what it's all about, and why we want so many people to come out on May 25th.
Well, first of all, it's amazing to be able to offer this to the community, not only just for the seniors, but anybody who is looking for maybe information for their parents. Come out, take advantage of everything that we can offer. Pretty much the goal of this event is to motivate seniors to make good health and fitness choices, that also let them know that there is so much community awareness and resources out there that people may or may not know. For instance, we're also going to be having the free screenings. We're going to have...
What are they?
The Catholic Health will be doing vascular screenings. We're also going to be having...
I think the Kidney Foundation will be doing kidney checks, blood pressure screenings... balance screenings. There's so many people doing so many different type of screenings, Joe. And we're also going to be having a couple of seminars.
Yes.
Sarah, could you tell us a little bit about the seminars we're having?
Yes. The first seminar that we're going to be having is Bob Friedman. We'll be doing his presentation on 14 ways to preserve your assets with the Medicaid law. And then also, we're also going to be having the benefits of the CBD oil from the CBD Med Center. So
those
will be amazing.
Well, we're, the CBD Med Center is very close to us.
Oh,
my
yes?
daughter runs the CBD Med Center.
Yes, she does.
It's Gina Danisco, and Gina went to school for green medicine. She went to a school to learn how to grow and cultivate and grow hemp and hemp type plants. And so she's going to be there talking about CBD, all the benefits that CBD offers from the CBD Med Center. And so we're excited. Last year it was great. Even though it rained, there was lots of enthusiasm, you know, coming out of COVID, especially our seniors. You know, oftentimes they're cooped up, they're in the house, they want to get out and be active and speak to other individuals. So last year was tons of fun. I know that this year it's in person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be twice as big with twice as much action and twice as much activity.
And a whole lot of free giveaways.
A lot of free giveaways for the seniors.
Really and, you know, we're so happy that so many people want to be involved, to be speakers, to be part of it, to educate the community. Our New York State Troopers will be there. The Erie County Sheriffs will be there. And Assembly Member Mike Norris has supported this event for, I believe, 10 years, or even from the very beginning, 12 years. Our New York Senator Ed Rath will be there. And we'll all be there, as well as many of the insurance companies, all of our sponsors.
Yes.
They want to make sure that people are there to receive as much information as they can about the benefits that the seniors are eligible for.
Last year we visited with Mickey Kearns. He made an appearance.
Yes.
Mickey's
always
a great time. And Erie County will be representing their senior services department and handing out different literature and all the things. They have so many options and so many so many different things to offer the community, and most seniors don't even are not aware of all the things that are there that are offered. So we'll have some great representatives from senior services and things like that from Erie County.
Mm-hmm.
And last year it was a blast talking to all those guys and meeting them, and they're just really into the community and really into the making sure our seniors get looked after properly.
That is so true, and I believe, as Sarah does, and Debbie from the
Clarence
Senior Center, that it's not just the seniors themselves. It's the caregivers, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show. It's the grandchildren, the sons, the daughters that would like to come out here. I mean, I'm even going through something right now with my mother where if I didn't have these, the Veterans Administration helping me for my father and different programs available to help me with my mother as a caregiver, I wouldn't know what I'd do. So to come out, folks, and see this, receive all the information that you need. It's just a wealth of information, lots of giveaways, and lunch. We forgot to mention lunch.
There will be free lunch.
Sarah, is there anything else that we're missing here to really promote? I know that safety is another important issue.
What I'd like to do, Sarah, just let's reset this and let people know we're talking with Sarah and Michelle, and let's go back to the event, the name of the event, and the location so that people could find it.
All right, perfect. So it is the Senior Health and Fitness Fair hosted by the Clarence and the Akronuset Senior Center next Wednesday, May 25th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. and go until 1 p.m. And it is at the Clarence Town Park Clubhouse at 10405 Main Street. Right, if you're coming from Akron, go through the hollow. You'll see it on the left coming from Clarence.
You come down, I think Mazzina's Pizza is right there on the right.
On the right.
So just past Mazzina's. If you went to the hollow, you've gone too far. So it's right on the right-hand side, just past Mazzina's Pizza if you're coming from that direction. If you're coming from Akron, it's just through the hollow and on the left-hand side.
And once you pull in, you'll see the nice big white clubhouse on your left. Park and come on in.
And, you know, I think it's also important, Sarah, that we do mention that the seminars are inside.
Yes, everything is inside.
You know, Bob has been doing these seminars for so long on estate planning, and there's so much information about the power of attorneys, and his seminars are so good. He fills them. So if you'd like to sign up for any of these seminars, it's not necessary, but if you want to just make sure there's enough seats available, I believe that you can call the Akron Senior Center or the Clarence Senior Center just to find out a little bit more about the seminars and if you need to, you know, save a seat or anything like that.
It's everyone is welcome from all over the area, but it would be a smart idea, as Michelle said. Last year, I was just amazed at the turnout. There was parking attendants there. They were flagging people in and showing them where to go, and it's just really a well-organized. How many years has it been going? It's so organized.
12
years.
And as many years as it's been going on, Highmark, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Independent Health, WellCare, United Healthcare, Univera, Assembly Michael Norris, Assemblyman, Senior Radio.
Linda Pellegrino, our wonderful
sponsor,
host Linda, will be there.
Wegmans.
We're sponsoring, and also CBD Med Center will be there giving a talk on CBD. It's becoming more and more widely recognized as a health benefit.
Yeah.
You know, for years, CBD was lumped in with the different drugs. It's really. We call it green medicine. It's great for pain management. It's great for insomnia and anxiety. And, you know, especially for as we get older, we don't require as much sleep. So with CBD, with CBD, it's a little helpful. One more time before we go, we're coming to the end of the interview program or the interview segment. Linda's going to be taking over, the real pro. Sarah, give us the information one more time regarding this Wednesday's event.
Of course. Again, it is located at the Clarence Town Park Clubhouse, Main Street in Clarence, and it is joint with the Clarence Akronuset Senior Centers, Wednesday, May 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And Michelle, tell us a little bit about who's going to be there, and just let's wrap up the show with, or the segment, I should say, with some of the people that if our seniors and our caregivers want to come out and want to participate, who are they going to be talking to, and what kind of things are going to be happening there?
Oh, my goodness. It's basically
Wednesday.
Who isn't going to be there, Joe?
Okay.
the Sheriff's Department, the Erie County Sheriff, the State Troopers, all the different insurance companies will be there. Epic, New York State Epic will be there. Sarah, can you give me any more ideas? I mean, Catholic Health will be there, the Kidney Foundation, and more importantly, Linda Pellegrino will be
Linda,
there as well.
Yep.
She was a star last year. All of our seniors just loved seeing her, and she's so sweet. We're just so happy to have her here.
She was passing out water and passing out different things at the entrance. She got totally soaked. Linda, she'll be here in a few minutes to take the reins, I should say. On Saturday mornings, it's her show. I was asked to fill in. I hope I did a fairly decent job. We don't know, but we're with great friends. We have a great event coming up. Linda Pellegrino will be at the event. Michelle Farina will be at the event. Sarah will be at the event. And we want to just extend that invitation. It's this Wednesday. It starts at 10, and it goes all day long, and there's free giveaways, and there's seminars, and just a lot of good practical things and fun things, actually, as well. So stop out and see us at the Clarence Town Park. Sarah, give us the location one more time before we wrap this thing up.
Oh, yes. All right. Clarence Town Park Clubhouse, 10405 Main Street in Clarence. And again, next Wednesday, May 25th from 10 to 1 o'clock.
Okie doke. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for entertaining us this morning. I hope you enjoyed this particular segment. Linda's going to be up after me, and hope to see everybody at the Clarencetown Park this Wednesday.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hi, everybody. Linda back with you here. Welcome to our show. Senior Radio is all about making good radio, making information possible for people who aren't getting enough of it at age maybe even 50 plus or 45 plus. It doesn't really matter. But an awful lot of our life takes place after the age of 50. And we want to make sure we're on top of things to keep our health good, to keep our futures looking bright. And a lot of that has to do with medication, taking your medication correctly to feel better, stay healthier, and live longer. And a lot of people don't do that. So we're going to talk with Dr. Lisa Harris this morning about the importance of taking your medication correctly. Dr. Harris is the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the Commercial Line of Business at Univera. Thanks for joining us again, Dr. Harris.
Thank you so much for having me back again.
Yeah, let's talk about medication. We're lucky to have it, okay? But a lot of us just don't take it correctly.
Oh, my goodness. This is a particular pet peeve of mine. It's just amazing to me how people just don't follow the instructions. We also know that medical instructions are not really designed for the layperson. And so as providers, we have to make sure that our patients understand how to take the medication and what we're exactly talking about. But taking it as directed can help you feel better, stay healthier. It can help you live longer. For prescription drugs to be the most effective and to get the most benefit from them, you have to take them as directed. So, for example, if we tell you to take something twice a day, we don't meet at 8 o'clock in the morning and then at noon. It's really supposed to be 10 to 12 hours apart. Skipping doses can really impact your health and wellness. It may seem simple, but at least two-thirds of Americans just don't take their medications as prescribed.
And it's serious. Incorrect prescription drug use results in about 125,000 premature deaths every year and cost the healthcare system roughly $300 billion annually. I think a lot of people think it's a minor thing not to take it, but when you think about 125,000 premature deaths every year for not taking medication correctly, that's amazing.
It really is. And you know, sometimes it's just not really understanding what you're supposed to do. I can, you know, just thinking of examples from my own practice where I'll have patients that won't take their water pill because they're getting ready to go out. Or they're, you know, they have to go to the church or they have to go to an activity and they don't want to have to go to the bathroom during the middle of the activity. So they'll skip their water pill. Blood pressure gets out of control, kidneys are impacted, and then you have a cascade of adverse health conditions that occur from you not taking your medication. Taking your thyroid medication with other medications. We know that thyroid medication interacts with a lot of different medications. You should be taking that all by itself, first thing in the morning, 30 minutes before you even brush your teeth. So this just, it's amazing how many different complications you can have from not taking your medications correctly.
You know what? I take a thyroid medication. I was never told that. That's very interesting.
First thing in the morning, all by itself.
Okay.
It will bind to toothpaste.
And let's talk about more of the common mistakes you see when it comes to taking medications.
Yeah, so eating the wrong food. So eating food that will interact or decrease the efficacy of the medication. Taking it on an empty stomach when it should be on a full stomach. And then the patients will come in and tell you that they had an allergy or an adverse effect. Well, you didn't take it the way it was indicated. Some need to be taken on an empty stomach. Some don't. So plan for doses 2 hours before or after a meal to be safe. That way you don't have to really try to figure it out. If it's within 2 hours of a meal, you should be all set. Make sure to ask if there's any foods you should avoid while taking a specific medication. So, for example, taking a cholesterol medication, the statins, with grapefruit has significant interactions. And those are things that you probably need to know about.
What the heck is it about grapefruit that you can't really have it with certain medications?
Yeah, so it's some of the components of grapefruit actually interacts with the statins to reduce their efficacy.
Okay.
It helps to break them down.
All right. Dr. Lisa Harris is joining us, and she's got great information, the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. Dr. Harris, what's the number one thing people should avoid when taking medications?
Yeah, alcohol. Mm. So, you know, there's so many of us that like to have that glass of wine or that beer after work or as you're relaxing in the evening, and that combination can cause tiredness, slow reactions, loss of coordination, irritability, memory problems, or even significant interactions with your meds. So just imagine if you're taking something that's designed to help you sleep or to lower your blood pressure, you combine that with alcohol, it's a recipe for disaster.
You know, it's also important that there are simple things we can do to ensure we're taking our medication correctly. But I have to tell you, a lot of people don't include their pharmacist in the question and answer. And the pharmacist, you know, I had cancer 10 years ago. The pharmacist was so important with letting me know about a lot of my medications and what I could expect. They're so knowledgeable. It's really worth a discussion with your pharmacist about what you're taking. And your pharmacist will often let you know if you have a medication from one doctor and a medication from another doctor, and you didn't tell them that you have those two, and they may interact badly.
That's right. You know, I think pretty much every pharmacist, when you go to pick up your medication, they offer you a consultation. Take them up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the medications that you're used to taking, that you've been taking for a long time, just check in with them and make sure that you're not missing something, that you're really taking it appropriately. That is such an incredible benefit from our pharmacist colleagues that it's just invaluable. So make sure that you, when you go to pick up your prescriptions, that you take the pharmacist up on that consultation offer to understand how to take
They're really knowledgeable. What are some other simple things we can do to ensure we're taking our medication correctly?
Yeah, so read the label carefully. And sometimes the instructions may seem a little bit confusing. So again, you can call back to your doctor's office or call the pharmacist to make sure that you understand what the label instruction said. Make sure that you use the exact amount specified. Don't change the dosage or the amount or think less is more or more is better or anything like that. You don't want to switch up the amounts that we're prescribing for you. Know when and how often to take it. So if it says 4 doses daily, don't take them all at once before bedtime. Or do you need to wake up in the middle of the night for a dose at night? How do you spread those out for 4 times a day? make sure you ask your doctor or your pharmacist for clarification on any of your prescriptions.
You know what, Dr. Harris, I also had great luck speaking to my doctor and my pharmacist when I would like the drug in a different form. Maybe it's right. easier for you to take a liquid or a capsule, or maybe there's a different maker and the pill isn't as bitter. There's lots of ways to make sure that it's palatable for every person.
Absolutely. So it's important to let your provider know that you are struggling with a particular dosage form. If it's a big pill, if it's, you know, dissolving in your mouth before you can mm-hmm. actually swallow it, ask to see if there's a capsule available or a liquid. You know, there's lots of opportunities for us to change a particular formulation so that it's more palatable for you.
Yeah, absolutely, because you don't want something like that to keep you from taking a life-saving medication. And, of course, because Dr. Harris is with Univera, remember, talk to these wonderful folks about your prescriptions. They'll let you know if there's a generic that might save you money. But the important thing is to take the medication, and if you do any changing with your medication, by all means, tell your doctor. As Dr. Harris was telling us, two-thirds of Americans don't take their medications as prescribed, and because of that, it results in about 125,000 premature deaths every year and costs the healthcare system roughly $300 billion annually. So we're lucky we have a lot of these prescriptions right there at the corner drugstore. What we need to do is see our doctor, get that prescription, and take it. You never know. Something like your diabetes medication, your heart medication, your blood pressure medication. These are the things that can save your life so we can really enjoy ourselves as we're living longer and healthier. Dr. Harris,
that's
thank
right.
you so much for joining us. You're a font of information, and we appreciate having you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Everybody have a great morning, and we'll continue after this.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.